Okay, so I thank all of you for coming out tonight and for missing a few innings of what we hope is the last game of the World Series to discuss the next to last topic that we're going to be doing in Yichud, which is the topic that we decided to call Location, 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 which is about Yichud with Ba'al of Ba'ir, Yichud with a married woman whose husband is in the city. And hopefully in this context, we will also talk about Yichud with a married man whose wife is in the city, and we'll try to focus on that as well. So the source of Ba'al of Ba'ir is a Gemara here in Meseches Kedushin on Daf Pei Aleph. This is the first source that we have. Amar Rava, Ba'al of Ba'ir ein choshishin mishum yichud. If her husband is in the city, there is no concern of yichud. Amar Rav Yosef, he tells us then about Pesach Pasuach Rosh Hasharabim, which we already learned. If you have a door that's open to Rosh Hasharabim, that also there is no concern for yichud ein choshishin mishum yichud. Fine. Now let's read the next story, because this story is going to have some implications for the way we understand this din. Again, the husband is in the city, no concern of Yichud. Rav Beivoy Ikla Levei Rav Yosef. Some people actually call him Rav Bibi, but there is a pasuk in Ezra that goes through the names of the people who came up from Bavel, and one of the people who came up from Bavel was named Beivoy, Beizyod, Beizyod, and it's pronounced with a tseirein and a kamat. My 11th grade Rebbe screamed at me when I read his name Bibi once in the Gemara. He said, no, it's Beivoy, don't you know the book of Ezra? So I'm like, okay, fine, I don't. So Rav Beivoy went to visit Rav Yosef's house. Basar de Karach Rifta, after they ate the meal, Amar Lahu, so he said, Shkoli Darga Mitusi Beivoy, take the ladder from underneath me. Apparently, Rav Beivoy went up to the attic. He went up there to sleep. And after the meal, he says, take the ladder away. And the concern was that Rav Beivoy didn't want to have Yichud with the wife of Rav Yosef. That's the concern. So he says, get rid of the ladder, so this way I won't be able to come down from my bunk, and there won't be a real problem with Yichud. So the Gemara asks, for Ha'amar Rabba, Ba'al of Ba'ir, there's no concern of Yichud. Why does Rav Beivoy have to say, take the ladder away? Didn't we just learn that when the husband is in the city, there's no concern for Yichud? And over here, Rav Yosef is in the city. Presumably, not only is Rav Yosef in the city, Rav Yosef was there for supper. Right? They all ate dinner together. So the Gemara answer is that Shani Rav Beivoy deshushvinte havoy v'gaisavei. Rav Beivoy is different because Rav Beivoy was the shushvin. A shushvin is like a best man. It's the halachic person who escorts someone down the aisle at the wedding. So Rav Beivoy was the shushvin for Rav Yosef's wife, and she was very gaisavei. She was very common, she was very frequent with him, she knew him well, and therefore there is no heter of Ba'al of Ba'ir, because Rav Beivoy and Rav Yosef's wife had this close relationship. And basically, this is the halacha. If we'll just skip a teeny bit to the section that says the halacha, right? So it says, a woman whose husband, Isha Shabala Be'ir, there's no concern of Yichud. And he gives the reason. Ve'im ha'yozeh gasva, but if the person is someone with whom you have a very close personal relationship, and they tell you what that means, kigon shegadla imo o shehi krovaso, either it's your relative or someone who you grew up with. So in that case, O kino labala, or the husband already suspected that she is becoming too intimate with another man, so then lo yisyachirima, even though it's Ba'al Ba'ir. So that's the basic halacha. Ba'al Ba'ir helps Yichud, unless it's gaspa. And this is, of course, the topic that we have to talk about tonight. A, what is the rationale for Ba'al Ba'ir? B, what exactly does gaspa mean? Gaspa, if they have this close relationship, so then the heter doesn't exist. Well, how close is close? So these are the topics. Now, before we get into the discussion of Ba'al Ba'ir, Ba'al Ba'ir is a great heter. If a married woman's husband is in the city, it solves the Yichud issue. But, we have to be hesitant. We have to be hesitant. You see, Rashi has a comment that the Rishonim, some Rishonim accept, other Rishonim don't accept. Rashi says, Ba'al Be'ir, there's no concern of Yichud. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, Lahalkos, that means to get Malkus. Ordinarily, you would get some sort of Makos Maridus. You'd get rabbinic sort of lashes for violating Yichud. But when the husband is in the town, you don't get Malkus, because she's concerned that the husband will show up. The Mistafi, she is worried, Rashi says, Mi Ba'al Hashta'asi. She's worried that the Ba'al is going to come right now. So now there's a few issues in Rashi. A few issues. First of all, Tosos begins to jump up and down. He says, one second. Rashi, you're telling me that Ba'al Ba'ir, what that means is that if the husband's in the city, you don't get Malkus. No one, right? If you have Yichud, when the husband's in the city, so they won't give you lashes. But that means, presumably, it still is forbidden. It still is usser. You can't have Yichud when it's Ba'al Ba'ir, according to Rashi. And Tosa says this makes no sense. Tosa says, because, one second, right? Let's go into the Gemara. If you read the Tosfos, Tosa quotes Rashi, the Ein Choshishin Lahalkos, Mashma Mitov Perusha, it sounds like Rashi is saying there is some prohibition, Ha'isura Miha Ika, Vikasha, Tosa asks, Im King Mai Parif Besomach Arav Yosef, Zika Amar Shkolu Darga Mituse Bevoi. Right, what's going on in this Gemara? Right, Rav Yosef says, get rid of the ladder. Right, Rav Yosef is up on the bunk. He says, excuse me, Rav Bevoi. Rav Yosef said, yeah, is that the way we have the Gemara? I thought it was Rav Bevoi said, get rid of the ladder. Tosfos understands the Gemara. Rav Yosef said, get rid of the ladder. But why is the Gemara asking that, why are you telling me to get rid of the ladder? There's no problem because Ba'al Be'ir, there's no concern of Yichud. Again, if Rashi is correct, that Ba'al Be'ir just means that we don't give you Malkus, we don't give you lashes for violating the Yichud, but there's some prohibition, so what's the Gemara's problem? Hey, Rabbi Voi, how come you have to tell everyone to get rid of the ladder? Even if the ladder is still there, there's no problem of Yichud, because Ba'al Be'ir. Right? That's what the Gemara says. But one second, if Rashi is correct, so then, even though it's Ba'al Be'ir doesn't solve the entire problem. Ba'al Be'ir just means there's no Malkus, but there's still some prohibition, there's still some Isser. So how come the Gemara says, well, what's he doing, getting rid of the ladder, Ba'al Be'ir? No, maybe he's getting rid of the ladder in order not to violate whatever prohibition remains of Yichud, even though it's Ba'al Be'ir. Because apparently when the ladder is not there, and Rabbi Be'ir has no access to go downstairs, that would solve the entire problem. Right? Again, so Tosos is asking on Rashi. Rashi, you're telling me that Ba'al Be'ir means there still is a prohibition. If there still is a prohibition, so then how come the Gemara doesn't understand why Rav Yosef wanted to take the ladder away? So therefore, Tosos argues on Rashi. V'nira l'farish, the bottom line, Tosos says that there's no prohibition at all of Yichud. Okay, so to summarize things. According to Rashi, Ba'al Be'ir does not solve the entire problem. A married woman whose husband is in town, you do not solve the entire problem because there's still some Isser of Yichud. But according to Tosos, you solve the entire problem. Now, there's a whole literature how to defend Rashi. I don't know if it's worth going into, but Rav Shach in his Sefer has a nice explanation, and there's other explanations I've given. There's a whole literature to defend Rashi, but for our purposes, the real question is, do we paskin like Rashi or do we paskin like Tosfos? Halakhically, do we assume that there is a prohibition of Yichud when it's Ba'al Be'ir? Or do we say that, like Rashi says, or do we say that no? Ba'al Be'ir means it's heter, gomor, zero problem of Yichud. And, yeah.
And do we define what Ba'al Be'ir means?
So this will get to, right, I'm working a little bit backwards, we'll get to that in a few minutes. What's a city? Right? What's a husband? Those are both questions. What's a husband and what's a city? We'll have to talk about both. Is there a third question?
Well, length of time.
Length of time, okay. How far? Yeah, we'll talk about all these questions in 4 minutes or 8 minutes, whatever it is. So now, most poskim assume that we follow Tosfos. The standard version, it sounds like Shulchan Aruch follows Tosfos. When Shulchan Aruch says, Bala Be'ir, Ein Choshishin Mehis Yachidim, but there's no concern of Yichud, it sounds like it's Heter Gomor. It's perfectly permitted to have Yichud, even though because the husband is in the city. In other words, we do not follow Rashi. There is a Chochmas Adam. The Chochmas Adam was the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam was famous because he was a Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. I think his granddaughter married the Gra's son. He was a little bit older than the Gra. His granddaughter married the Gra's son. The Chaya Adam was also very important because he was not a rabbi. He was a salesman of dry goods in Vilna. There was a time, actually, that the bigger Talmidei Chachamim were not the rabbis. And this salesman of dried goods, he wrote the Chaya Adam and the Chochmas Adam. So the Chochmas Adam tries to argue that we should, at least in the Oraisa situations, follow Rashi. And therefore you should avoid Yichud when it's Bala Ba'ir. Some posts can quote this Chochmas Adam, but as a general rule, we assume that we follow Tosfos. And there is no concern of Bala, there's no concern of Yichud at all when it's Bala Ba'ir. If you look in the base Shmuel that I have here, in the section that says V'halacha, he quotes, Ein Choshishin, so he writes, Hainu Kishitas Tosfos. This is because we assume like Tosfos, because according to Rashi, there is a prohibition. So we assume Bala Ba'ir, there is no prohibition at all. Again, if you're very scrupulous, so you try to follow the Chochmas Adam, who assumes that you should try to follow Rashi into Oraisa situations. Good. So now what we have to do is define the entire issue. We're assuming Bala Ba'ir is Heter Gomor, right? Perfectly permitted, but we have all the questions, what's a husband, what's a city? And let's take a step back and we'll try to work backwards in the sense of what's the reason why there's no concern of Yichud when the husband's in the city. So Rashi has a comment. What did Rashi say? We read the Rashi right at top. Rashi said, "Mistafimi ba'al hashta asi." Rashi said that she is worried that the husband is going to come hashta. Hashta means now. Say chas. Right now. The husband is going to come at this moment. That means that the concern of Baal Abi'ir, the reason why Baal Abi'ir solves Yichud, is because the woman is scared the husband will show up at any moment, and consequently, it's a deterrent. Bala Ba'ir is like the classic deterrent of Yichud. It's a deterrent in the sense he might come at any moment. Now, to get to your question, obviously this leads us in the direction, well, if he might not, if there's no concern that he's going to show up at any moment, right, so then there's no heter of Bala Ba'ir, according to Rashi. The Rambam, however, may or may not agree with Rashi. Okay, let's read the Rambam carefully. This is very important. The Rambam tells us, Eishes ish shohayi ba'al ha'ir, eino chosheshes li'yichud. It's the fourth source on the sheet. A married woman whose husband is in the city, there's no concern of yichud. And then the Rambam says, mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha. What does that mean? How would we understand mipnei she'emas ba'ala aleha? She's afraid of her husband. So is that the same as Rashi or different than Rashi? Why?
Because it isn't necessarily he will come back, but maybe somebody will report it. It's not directly him coming.
So it could be it's not directly that he'll come back, but she's scared of him finding out. That's certainly, but that's very similar to Rashi. That's also saying it's a deterrent, but it's more indirect. It's not just that the husband will show up. The Chazal Nish has an interesting read of the Rambam, which he paskins like, straight up. The Chazal Nish says, you know what emas bala aleha means? It means psychologically, if the husband is in town, the woman is frightened to act out. It's a psychological fear rather than a metzias, rather than anything happening in reality, not that someone's going to come and tell him, not that he'll show up, but it's a psychological fear. How the Chazon Ish knows this, we don't know. We don't really know. But the Chazon Ish assumes probably that the term Ema is usually, in Tanakh, we have two words in Hebrew, Ema and Pachad. Pachad is more trembling. And ema is a sense of uneasiness, anxiety. Right? Tipa olehim emosav afachad. It goes in order, that first the non-Jews should have a certain anxiety, and then pachad is the real trembling. So, he's assuming that this term ema refers to a psychological angst that the woman has. Now, based on this, if we assume the Chazon Ish is correct, and then we have a question, do I pass in like Rashi or like the Rambam? Because if the Chazon Ish is correct, what we can do is we can create 9 million or so differences in halacha between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, the concern is the husband will show up. According to the Rambam, there's some psychological angst. So we could really create many differences, and we have to figure out who's right between Rashi and the Rambam. So first, let's try to create some of these nafkaminas. So the first one is interesting. Let's say you have a blind husband. If your husband can't see, why am I using this first? We'll talk about it in a second. All right, of all cases. So you have a blind husband. So is there a halacha of Bala Be'ir? So let's work it out. If you hold like Rashi, is there a concern the Bala Be'ir? Probably not. The husband's going to show up. He still has no idea what's going on, right? He shows up and, okay, now what? He's blind. He doesn't see anything.
But is that a valid argument? Because just because he's blind doesn't mean he doesn't have any other senses. Usually the other senses are heightened, so you know who's in a room, what's in a room, what's going on.
That might be correct, but the assumption is that a sighted person is more likely to find out rather than an unsighted person. If someone is blind, so it's easier to hide. That's the assumption. Again, it's all debatable. None of this is ironclad, but right, one could argue that according to Rashi, for a blind person, there should be no din of Bala Be'ir, but for the Rambam, there should be. The psychological angst, this uneasiness because the husband's in the city, that should apply to a blind husband as well. Now, why do I bring this up first? Because let's go back to our Gemara. Who was the wife and who's the husband in the Gemara's case of Bala Be'ir? The Gemara talked about Rav Yosef. Now, what do we know about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef is blind, right? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that a few of the Amoraim were blind, Rav Sheshas and Rav Yosef, and they still said the Haggadah. So, Rav Yosef is blind, and still there's a halacha of Bala Be'ir. So, this should be a slam dunk, right? This should prove that Bala Be'ir, if it applies to a blind person, that means maybe the Rambam is correct. So this bothered me for a while, and then I noticed that the Ran in Kedushin has an interesting comment. Again, halachically this is very questionable, but the Ran in Kedushin stuff, you'd give on the riff pages of the Ran. The Ran tells us that, yeah, Rav Yosef was blind, but he didn't begin his life blind. He began his life as a sighted person, and he made himself blind. You see, the Gemara tells us that there's a midas chasidus not to look outside of your own dalet amos, never to look outside of your four amos. Rav Yosef always wanted to fulfill this midas chasidus. I didn't make this up. The Ran says this. I don't understand this. And because the Ran, because Rav Yosef didn't want to look outside his four amos, so therefore he blinded himself. He made himself blind. But he used to be sighted. So it could be that at the time of this story in the Gemara, Rav Yosef still had vision, and therefore the halacha of Bala Be'ir applies. Okay, this is just one discussion. There's a lot of literature in the post-Gem about whether Bala Be'ir applies to a blind husband, and the question is, do you have proof from the Gemara? The next question is really the big one. What is considered an ear? For example, we live up here in Upper Manhattan around 180 whatever street. If the husband works down in Battery Park City, how long does it take to get from Battery Park to Washington Heights? What? It takes a while. Assuming the trains are running properly, it takes at least 45 minutes. Is that correct? Now, 45 minutes I think is more than the shear of Yehud. You know for sure that your husband is at work. Can you say Bala Be'ir, you're inside New York City, And I'll do it the opposite way also. Let's say you live in Washington Heights, and your husband is working in Englewood, right over the bridge. So Englewood is, what, 5 minutes away? Assuming there's no traffic, it could be 2 hours if there is traffic, but we'll rely on 5 minutes. So how do we understand the definition of ear? This should also depend on the dispute between Rashi and the Rambam. If you hold, like Rashi, that Baal HaBe'ir is a practical concern, that the husband might show up, so then what should emerge is that there is no heter when the husband is definitely not coming. In other words, if you know the husband is half an hour, 45 minutes away, and he can't possibly show up, there's no heter, Baal HaBe'ir. That's according to Rashi. But according to the Rambam, and the Chazal Nish said this, the Chazal Nish said that according to the Rambam, the Baal HaBe'ir is the psychological angst. So therefore, even if you have an ear gedola like Nineveh, right, Nineveh in Tanakh, right, with Yonah, that's the example of the big city. Oh, you're in the same city? No problem with Yehud. That's what the Chazal Nish assumes based on the Rambam. Yeah?
So this is assuming you know your husband's whereabouts? Like, in theory, your husband isn't at work, even though that's what you think he is.
So right, so the case is, let's say you get a phone call from your husband and you know he's at work. You see his work number. You know he's there. If you don't know he's there, in some ways you're better off.
Right.
Because then he could always show up at any moment. But if you know he's there, so then there is the... Right, so the poskim discuss this. The poskim discuss this. Do I have to worry about Rashi's shita? The Chazal Nish was not worried about Rashi's shita at all. The Chazal Nish passed in straight like the Rambam. Baal HaBe'ir is all... This is very rare, by the way. Usually we think of the Chazal Nish as being the world's biggest machmir. It happens that, like, the two topics that we've been discussing, Erevin and Yichud, the Chazal Nish is the biggest makel on both of them. Just works out that way. Yeah.
I understand. I mean, according to the Rambam, if the issue is the psychological angst, then what difference does it make if it's better or not? I mean, let's say if a husband is out by the country, this angst...
Right, the Chazal Nish says that Chazal evaluated a person's psychology, and they felt that as long as the husband is in the city, the wife is not going to act out. Once he's outside of the city, so the psychology is not the same. The Chazal Nish says this is the umdana yarda Torah sof dato shel isha, and they came up that that's the assumption. It's very funny. I mean, it's an interesting Chazal Nish because it doesn't seem to be very well grounded, but the Chazal Nish is a major posek that, you know, you can deal with. You have to deal with it. It's a major posek. It doesn't seem very well grounded. I agree.
But it sounds like the city could be arbitrarily large.
Correct. Or small. Right? The Chazal Nish was asked, what about Tel Aviv and Yafo? I think now Tel Aviv has been merged with Yafo. But there was a time that Tel Aviv and Yafo were two separate cities. So the Chazal Nish was asked, what about Tel Aviv and Yafo? Is there a concern of Yichud? So he said, yes, one is Tel Aviv, one is Yafo. Right, it's right across the street. It's like Ranana and Kfar Saba. I don't know. It's right across the street. Right. How does that happen? Right. But the Chazal Nish said, that's the halacha. You had a question?
Well, first of all, how do you define a city? I mean, New York City is five boroughs, but nobody really...
Right, so the Chazal Nish says that the city is defined by the way people call it. Therefore, Brooklyn is called something different than Manhattan. Right? Right? If we define it by the...
By that logic, Battery Park is called something different than Washington Heights.
Maybe, but I think people view it as being neighborhoods versus cities.
In Queens, you put neighborhoods within Queens in your address.
Right, I understand. So, yeah, that's a big issue in Gittin, actually. When you write a get in Queens, you write Far Rockaway, but you write a get in Park Slope, you write Brooklyn. Right, yeah.
Other question would be, what about if she's not at home?
Okay, so what about if she's not at home? Says the Chochmas Odom, here, that is the, it's where it says Chochmas Odom, towards the bottom of this page. So he begins by telling us the din that we know. Isha shebaal habi'ir, there's no concern of yichud, because emas baal aleha, fine. Vim hayezeh gasba, kigon shegod le'imo, o shehi krovaso, if it's someone who you're raised with or a relative, upshita, shakima labala, imze, lo yisyachid imach vishabala be'ir, find the das Rashi, that lechatzchila is usur. This is all what we know according to Rashi, so lechatzchila you shouldn't do it. Beautiful. Oh my gosh. See, this is just a proof that whoever put together Bar Ilan doesn't know what they're doing so well. It says, Se'if chesu b'choshen mishpat sivka in yudveiz. It was really chesmem. Chesmem should be chelkas mecholkek. The chelkas mecholkek is the mefarish on the side of Shulchan Aruch. Whoever decided to make the Bar Ilan and change the Rashi tables, I didn't notice this before, made the chesmem instead of chelkas mecholkek into choshen mishpat. Okay, it's a big mistake. Choshen mishpat is the Shulchan Aruch about Pochus Dine Mominus. It has nothing to do with Yichud. So then the Chacham HaSadim says, V'nirale, and this is where he tells us his Chiddush, D'davka v'beisa ein b'mishum Yichud. D'choshashas shema yavo bala. It's only in her home that there's no concern of Yichud. Avol, kishatelach hi l'beis l'bayis acher, when she goes to a different house, imkein ein emas bala oleho. Sharei bala eino yudeya heichon hi. Right? So he says, if the husband doesn't know where she is, she goes out of her house. So Bala Be'er only helps when you are, when the married woman is at home in her own living room. Yeah.
So that's following Rashi.
So he's following Rashi. Exactly. The Chochmas Adam is following Rashi. And the later Acharonim point out that this is the Chochmas Adam because he writes in the Binas Adam. I didn't print that out because it would be a full page. The Binas Adam is where he gives the long explanations. He says, really, you should be machmir for Rashi. We mentioned this earlier. And he paskins, based on that, that there is no heter of Bala Be'ir if you are in someone else's house. Now,
if
the husband knows where she's at, it could be that there is a heter. Right? He says that the reason it doesn't help in someone else's house is because the husband doesn't know. But if the husband knows, for example, the husband knows she has a doctor's appointment, and he works locally, he could be there any minute, so then it's not a problem, even according to Rashi. Right? So this is the famous Chochmas Adam, and many poskim discuss whether or not we should paskin like the Chochmas Adam. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe in the top of the next Shuva, discusses going to doctor's appointments. In the Tshuva after, in the letter that begins Zion, Rav Moshe quotes the Chochmas Adam. Rav Moshe sounds like he's worried about it. The case in Rav Moshe is as follows. This is a case that should not come up, I hope, to anyone. Although I have people who I know that this came up. The husband is in jail. The husband is in jail. Do you have a heter of Bala Be'ir when the husband is in jail? Now, he could be in town. He's in, what's it called? What was that jail down there where they had the bar mitzvah? It was in the city? No, not Rikers. Rikers Island is... The tombs. Right. No, thank you. Right. So, he's in jail. He's in town. So Rav Moshe says that based on the Chochmas Adam, there's no heter of Yichud, even though it's technically Bala Be'ir. Similarly, the Shevet HaLevi has a discussion about if you know that the husband is far away. Again, and if you're worried about Rashi, which the Chochmas Adam is nervous for, so then you really do not have a heter of Bala Be'ir. Another issue that comes up in this is, this actually does not really come up very often, but an arusa. Right? Remember, at the time of the Gemara, there were two stages in marriage. There was erusin followed by nesu'in. Erusin was real halachic marriage. You say, harayat mekudesh, that's where you put the ring on her. But then she wouldn't stand under the chuppah with the husband until a year later. That was the way it worked. The second stage of marriage is called nesu'in. We do everything together, erusin, nesu'in. Besides, at my wedding, when Rav Shepta showed up and decided that my chuppah was puzzle, so we had to walk outside, and then he asked if I had a talis, and we put together some makeshift chuppahs. He says, don't put the talis up until after you put the ring on your wife's finger. So I actually had erusin separate from the nesu'in, but I'm one of the only people on this planet who has this. That's just what happened at my wedding. Still strange. So we have Erisin and Nisuin together. But what about Anarusa? What about if you have a woman who has not yet had the second stage of marriage? Do I say that there is this halacha of Bala Be'ir? So many point out that there is a Tosfos in Masechta Sota, and Daf Chafei, a Tosfos Shans, and Sota, and Daf Chafei, who deals with this. And this also should depend on the question of what's the reason for Bala Be'ir. If Rashi is correct, the Bala Be'ir is that the husband might show up at any moment. So then, and Arusa also, it's a husband, he might show up. So there would be a heter. But if the Rambam is correct, the Bala Be'ir is based on the psychological kiruv between a husband and a wife, and therefore the wife has this type of anxiety, so then Bala Be'ir would not help. Bala Be'ir would not help for an Arusa. There's another discussion about whether Bala Be'ir helps for non-Jewish women, right? The non-Jewish husband and his non-Jewish wife. Remember, Yichud is Aser with a non-Jewish woman as well, right? One man, a non-Jewish woman, that's Yichud Midrabanan. So is there a Bala Be'ir? Do you assume that the husband is in the city? So again, if it's based on the fact that the husband might show up, so then we would assume that even with a non-Jew, the heter applies. But if it's based on the psychological umdana, so the Chazon Ish says, who says that would apply to a non-Jew? Maybe it's only true by Jews. There are a number of applications of this Bala Be'ir, of this question between Rashi and the Rambam. Let's just talk about one other. This halacha of gaspa. The halacha that when it's libo gaspa, when they are overly frequent, so then there is no din of, then there's no heter of Bala Be'ir. That was clear in the Gemara. It's interesting that one of the Rishonim, the Rush, never quoted it. The Rush never quoted that the heter of Bala Be'ir does not apply when it's libo gaspa. And the question is why that's true. So some of the Achronim discuss that that if you hold like the other Rashi, the Rashi that we began with, that Bala Be'ir still is Usser, so then you don't have to quote Libo Gaspa, because Libo Gaspa just means it's Usser, but if it's always Usser, you don't need this din of Libo Gaspa. Okay. For our purposes, though, the question might depend on Rashi versus the Rambam. Let's factor it out like this. What's the definition of libo gaspa? So we saw that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch quoted that libo gaspa means that you have a certain close relationship because you grew up together, or it's your cousin, it's your relative. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that libo gaspa applies even if it's someone who you do business with. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. Someone who you're involved in the business relationship with, that's also considered libo gaspa. So there's an iser yichud with a married woman and someone who she even though her husband's in town, but she can't have yichud with someone who she has a business relationship with. Now, why would that be true? Does this relate to the discussion between Rashi and the Rambam? So it might. If the issue is psychological angst, like the Chazon Ish is saying within the Rambam, so then what should emerge is that we libo gaspa has to overcome the ordinary psychological uneasiness that you would have about yichud. Ordinarily, a woman is uncomfortable having yichud when her husband's in town, so she won't do anything. She won't do anything. But if it's someone with whom she is more frequent, so we say that that additional familiarity, that might lead to her crossing the line. However, if the concern of Bala Be'ir is that the husband might show up. So if the husband might show up, so how does libo gaspa play in? So the Chachmas Adam, remember, the Chachmas Adam paskins like Rashi. Or he thinks that you should be machmir for Rashi, at least in Yichud Oraisa situations. So the Chacham Sodom says like this. He says, ordinarily, what's going to happen when the husband comes? What's going to happen? Is the concern that the husband's going to show up while they are involved in Tashmish Hamita? That's not likely, the Chacham HaSadim says. That's not the issue, according to Rashi. Baal Abir is not that we're concerned the husband comes to Shabbat at that moment. Rather, the issue is that the husband might show up after, and he'll say, hey, what's going on here? And he'll suspect afterwards that maybe something went on. And that fear that if she will have Bia with him, so the husband will notice afterwards, that's enough of a deterrent that she won't have Bia to begin with. That's what the Chacham HaSadim says. Therefore, if it's a person who's libo gaspa, which means if it's the type of person that there's a good reason why the wife is with him, because they have some sort of relationship, and the husband will come after, and he won't think that they had bia. So in that situation, there's no heter of yichud. This is the paradoxical sort of the Chacham HaSadim. Shall I say it again? Let's try it one more time, okay? It's a little complicated. Chacham HaSadim says like this. We know, Baal HaBe'ir, Yichud is Mutter. Libo Gaspa, no Heter of Baal HaBe'ir. Right? Now, why is that true? Says the Chacham HaSadim, Chazal are not saying that the husband is going to come when they are in the middle of sleeping together. That's not the concern. Rather, the issue is that the husband is going to come and he will suspect that his wife maybe slept with this other man. And therefore, because the wife knows that if the husband comes after they were together, the husband will suspect her, she won't sleep with the man. Right? Because she knows that he's going to come, and afterwards he'll suspect her, and that itself is a reason why she won't act out. Consequently, if it's a situation of libo gaspa, that if the husband shows up after, and he sees that his wife is involved in yichud with a man, that she's secluded with a man, he's not going to suspect that they slept together. He'll say, oh, they had a good reason to be together. So then there is no heter. Right? The only heter of Baal HaBe'ir is because he'll show up after the bia, presumably, and suspect. So therefore she won't have bia. She knows that she can't have bia, because if she would have bia, he would notice after. But if the husband is going to think that something else happened besides bia, that they're together for a good reason, so then there's no heter of Baal HaBe'ir. Now, if you follow that rationale, the Chacham HaSadim, so what should emerge is that any sort of relationship is enough to be considered gaspa, even if it is just a commercial relationship, even if it's just someone who she does business with, which is what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Again, so if the issue of Baal HaBe'ir is what the Rambam said, that there's a certain psychological angst that a woman would have knowing her husband's in town, so libo gaspa is usur, only someone that she feels extra close to overcome that angst. It has to be a very special type of close relationship. A business partnership presumably would not be good, according to the Rambam. But if the Chacham HaSadim is right in his interpretation of Rashi, so then, we could say that libo gaspa is even a business partner. Okay? So now, what we have so far is, we have a huge machlokas, Rashi and Rambam. What is the reason for Baal HaBe'ir? How do we paskin? The straight halacha is like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. The Chazon Ish says, we paskin like the Rambam. We basically paskin like the Rambam. Even the Chacham HaSadim, who is machmir like Rashi, the Chacham HaSadim writes in his Sefer Binas Adam that most assume like the Rambam. But he thinks that you should be machmir for Rashi anyway. So the strict halacha is like the Rambam. Consequently, all of the cases that we mentioned, if the husband works in Battery Park, it should be okay. What's interesting is the Chazon Ish himself was a big mekel on Yichud. He paskin both like the Rambam and like Rashi, both lahakel. So he'd be mekel if the husband's in Battery Park or if the husband's in Englewood. Right? Either if the husband could show up at any moment or the husband is in the same city, in either case, the Chazon Ish was mekel. Fine. So again, I think, and most poskim assume, that the strict halacha is like the Rambam, and not like the Chacham HaSadim, so we'd assume that Baal HaBe'ir helps, even though the husband doesn't know exactly where she is. we don't really assume, like the Chachmas Adam, we assume that it's based on some type of psychological uneasiness. Yeah?
If you have a married woman, Baal HaBa'ir, and a man, and then a single woman, is there a yichud with a single woman, or does the married
right,
woman...
Right, so the Rambam tells us, and we pass in this way in Shulchan Aruch, that once you have one Baal HaBa'ir for one of the women, that's matir everybody else. That will be the shir next week. We'll finish up the yichud topics. I don't know if we'll get into it. Sometimes you can have complicated yichud situations. That yichud between this person is permitted. Let's say one brother and a sister, and then you have 10 other girls, or 3 other girls, 2 other girls, whatever the numbers are. Right? Is yichud mutter in that situation or not? So those cases we'll have to address next week. Now, let's go just for a minute the opposite direction. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch called Ishto Imo, that there is no iser of yichud if your wife is right with you. A husband and another woman, but his wife is right there. It doesn't mean that she's mamish next to you. It means she's in the same chatzer, she's in the same courtyard, which, by the way, in our... the Chazon Ish tells us, and that a chatzer for us means an apartment building. A husband's in the same apartment building... So ishto imo, right? So the husband is mutter in yichud, right? This is the opposite of baal habe'ir. Baal habe'ir is that the wife's husband is there, and this is a case that the husband's wife is there. If the husband's wife is in the same building, there's a heter of yichud. That's ishto imo. What about, though, if the wife is not in the same apartment building? It's not merely ishto imo, but she's in the same city. Is there a heter of ishto be'ir? Is there a heter of ishto be'ir? So according to Rashi,
for sure
there should be, because the husband is scared that his wife is going to show up right after. But according to the Rambam, maybe not. This is a big machlokas in the poskim. That should also depend on this question. The Beis Shmuel, which is the main commentary right on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEzer, the Beis Shmuel assumes that there is a heter of ishto ba'ir. The same as there's a heter of ishto imo, if your wife is right with you, there's a heter if the wife is in the same city. Many achronim don't assume that the Beis Shmuel is correct. There's a tshuva of the Imre Yosher, of Meir Arik, where he tries to say that, no, we don't really assume like the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is based on the Kesef Mishnah. He may have misread the Kesef Mishnah. It's an involved discussion. But the fact is that according to the... The fact is that according to the base Shmuel, there's a heter of ishto be'ir, and according to others, there's no heter of ishto be'ir, and this also might depend on the discussion between Rashi and the Rambam. La halacha, it seems that the strict din is like the Rambam, not like Rashi. It's like the Rambam lahakel. The Chazon Ish was a very big mako here. He wanted to paskin both like the Rambam and like Rashi to be lenient in both directions. Okay, so just to talk about one other issue that is very relevant for this, and that's the question of doctor's appointments. Now, often the doctor's appointment doesn't really, the easiest solution for yichud problems is Pesach Pesuach. But doctor's appointments, Pesach Pesuach, is not always feasible because the doctor doesn't want to keep the door open, the patient wants privacy, the doctor wants privacy. It's not a feasible solution. So what do you do? So what do you do in doctor's appointments? Psychologists is also the same type of issue, if not more. There is as much need for privacy with a psychologist as there is with a regular doctor. Oh, by the way, the Tzitz Eliezer, that last discussion that we had about ishto be'ir, if you'll read the Tzitz Eliezer, he points it out that this relates to Rashi and the Rambam the way we formulated it. Okay. But let's just talk about doctor's appointments. So many poskim assume, Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shevet Halevi, they say that a doctor has all the regular rules of yichud. They allow you to be mekel on yichud in the sense of, we had a question whether Pesach Pesuach is if the door is closed but not locked. So they say, yeah, do that and make sure there's people out in the waiting area. So don't take the last appointment in the day, right? don't take the first appointment in the day. Yeah, there has to be people out. It should be Pesach Pasuach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes also that apparently some of the doors in these office buildings have a handle only on the inside, not from the outside. He says all from doctors should make sure that they have a handle that opens from the outside, so there's a real heter of Pesach Pasuach. That's the real heter for doctor's appointments. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. So really, the heterim that you have for a doctor's appointment are the classical rules of Yichud, Pesach Pasuach, and Bala Be'ir. That's the heterim that you have for Yichud. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, says that he thinks that there's an additional kula that applies to doctors. This is the top truth on the second page. B'dvar isha shetzricha l'alechas l'beis harofe shetzarech l'bodka k'shehi aruma. The case is that she has to go to the doctor and the doctor checks her when she's undressed, and etc. Right? This is only possible if the door is closed. It should be becheder sagur. The Bar Ilan messed it up again. Ba'chiyish eza odeh ba'misrad becheder acher. People don't go in, so there's really no heter of Pesach Pasuach. And he says, well, people do this all the time. Even wives of Talmidei Chachamim go for doctor's appointments. What's the heter? So Moshe says like this. Hinei, in the fourth line, heter shenis pashetu, mishum shaharofei, achem hu nachri, harehu torod bimlachto l'salek me'atzmo ta'avaso. The doctor is busy doing his job. And he's busy with his job, so therefore he's removing all of the tava that he has. And even when his when he's not working anymore on this patient, but he has to work on a different patient, and there. So that, Rav Moshe says, is the heter. So Rav Moshe has a tremendous kula that, in terms of doctor's appointments, he invented his own deterrent in Hilchos Yichud. Right? We've had other deterrents in Yichud, Bala Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach, which are all in the Gemara. Rav Moshe invented a deterrent that the doctor is busy with his job, and therefore the doctor won't act out. This is Rav Moshe's Chiddush. Therefore, Rav Moshe says if there are other situations, whenever there's some sort of other deterrent, for example, maybe we'll talk about this in greater length next week, adoptive families. What's the term? Blended families. These things are Yichud disasters. Because you have, let's say, a teenage daughter coming in with one of the spouses, and that means that whenever the husband comes home, right, so he's usher to be at home because of that teenage daughter who's not his biological daughter. And you're allowed to have Yichud with your own daughter, but you can't have Yichud with this girl. She's not your daughter. Right? So if your wife is there, Ishto Imo. Right? If you hold like the Beis Shmuel, Ishto Be'ir, it helps when she's in the city. But let's say she's not in the city. Right? These things are very difficult Yichud questions. Rav Moshe writes that we can follow other deterrents. Other deterrents as well. He made up a deterrent here. He said, well, you know, there's another deterrent. In these cases, if the husband would end up doing anything with his wife's daughter, his wife would kill him. That's another deterrent, says Rav Moshe. So that solves the issur of Yichud. Other poskim were less comfortable inventing new deterrents in Yichud. So this is something I heard from Rabbi Sabalovsky, actually, that there's a three-way Lashitasel. There are three cases of these types of deterrents that Rav Moshe holds of and the other poskim don't hold of. One case is the blended families. The other case is the doctor's office. The third case is there an Isser Yichud? And please don't shoot me for saying this, but is there an Isser Yichud if you're the ambulance driver and you're taking a woman who's in labor to the hospital? Right? There's another deterrent over there. Right? Not going to possibly do anything because she's a woman in labor. Maybe there is no Isser Yichud. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe debate this point as well. And this all depends on this general concern as to whether we apply other deterrents to the halachos of Yichud. Okay, so just to summarize what we did tonight, Bala Be'ir. Yeah, questions?
Yeah, what Rav Moshe was saying. So, I mean, don't we also, like for example, the doctor is allowed to see her even though like he's touching her. And he's mm-hmm. like, so why is it so different to sort of, you know, also say that there's no problem of Yichud?
I mean, that's effectively what Rav Moshe is saying. Rav Moshe is saying that, you know, we're being makel on bigger fish, so to speak, than the Isser Yichud. However, you know, there are classical poskim who are makel on the other things. The poskim speak about that it's mutter to be a doctor, and they talk about the questions of krev ala arayos, and the shaf says that it's not considered derech chiba, so that's why it's permitted. You know, the Isser of Yichud isn't really discussed in that context. You know, these issues come up in terms of all these other deterrents, nanny cameras and things. Is that a... would that help for Yichud? That actually might be better. That might be considered a Pesach Pasuk Meshasarat, no? Because everyone could see what's going on the cameras, especially if you have the type of cameras that keep... there are two types of cameras. Some of them keep the film after, and others... the film isn't kept. It's just live feed, and they have a person downstairs in the basement usually who's watching it to make sure that no one is robbing the building. Or so, again, in some of these situations, it could be that it's considered Pesach Pasuach, and it would help. Each case has to be looked at. But as a general rule, the Chiddush of Rav Moshe is that he is allowing additional deterrents to be brought into the system. Yeah.
But even if you're at a doctor's office and, like, other patients want to go in, there's still, like, lab technicians or nurses or secretaries.
Right, so absolutely. There's, right, so that certainly is probably the best heter. That, but the question is the last appointment in the day.
There's
the last appointment in the day after the nurse goes home.
Not always.
Sometimes the doctor says, you know, I'll do you a favor, come late, there's no nurse there, no one else is around. That's the time that Rav Moshe would have his kula, and the other kulas would not apply. And again, the question is, you know, is this kula of Rav Moshe a little too shady to rely on? It's an interesting kula, but it's, I don't know, you have to think about it, whether you should rely on it. Yeah.
Doesn't he also bring an issue? I mean, he doesn't say about practice, but he talks about what happens if somebody finds out that the doctor
did something
that nobody's
going to
go, or the husband
can't go. Right. I mean, yeah, Rav Moshe brings it, that's Rav Moshe's additional deterrent, that if the doctor would act out, so then he would, no one would go to this doctor, so it's not just Torah ben Lachto, it's not just at the time he's doing the work, he would not want to act out. It's the same idea that Rav Moshe has, that we add additional deterrents.
Well, you're a psychologist, like, there's ethical codes, but, like, people frequently violate them.
Right. If you found out that your psychologist violated an ethical code.
So, if
you found out your psychologist violated an ethical code, you probably would not go to that psychologist. I think in the case of psychologists, you don't have the other heterim. The heterim that you have by other doctors, that the lab technicians come in, the nurses come in, you don't have in the psychologist situation.
But you could have a little window.
You could have a little window that could help, right? A little window, a chalom pasuf mishra sarabim definitely helps. Or you could have some sort of camera and a guard watching the camera downstairs. Some of the Acharonim mentioned that's not a bad idea. Or you have the Rav Moshe to rely on. Right.
The soundproof method, like with psychology, like, I mean, you just don't need to see him. Like a window on the door, if it's completely, the door's still completely soundproof.
Right, so I think even though it's soundproof, as long as you could see in, right, this is similar to what we were talking about before with being blind, the issue of sight seems to be the major deterrent in the halachas of Yichud. Right, so again, halacha l'masa, the chazon ish, is a makel over here. I used to always say that a kula from the Chazon Ish has to be worth a lot more than a kula from anyone else because he doesn't have that many of them. But at the same time, you know, it's not the easiest thing. This question of Baal Be'ir is not the simplest question because we have this issue of the Shita of Rashi that it's only based on the fact the husband could show up at any moment. Again, it is better if you do not know exactly where the husband is, and he really could come at any moment. That actually is a better sort of heter than if you know that he's 45 minutes away. Okay. Any other questions, or thank you for coming. And so next week we'll keep on.
Afterwards, the question that we should do, I was thinking of maybe doing some topics in business ethics, like stealing, things like that.